Footsteps, Chapter 36. The following, which Mrs. Eddy said to the students at the home, is unusual. Quote, "Those who understand the operation of mortal mind profess to make a law that will hold good for 6 months. They do not sit up nights to work. Now break these laws. Then, when that is accomplished, and you go out from here, you are ready for the next that is to be met. And when the need is to come here, you will come back again. But if you do not meet it and go out from here, you are not ready for the next, and so cannot come back." Unquote. The question to be considered is, what did she mean by a law that will hold good for 6 months? All students of Christian Science recognize that mortal mind claims to make laws that hold good after 50 or 60 years, that teeth will come out, hair grow gray, and wrinkles appear. What do they do about it? Mrs. Eddy intended to waken us to realize that if mortal mind, liberated even a little through those who understand it, could claim to put forth laws holding good for 6 months, how alert we must be to the uses of infinite mind, and not limit divine power to the narrow bounds of our own demonstration of it. In other words, we must outgrow the limited conception that the divine mind is operating only at such times as we are striving to think right. Does not our spiritual understanding of the divine mind include in it a law that operates irrespective of time or place, that continues after we have stopped, and no man can limit its capacity for accomplishment? Mrs. Eddy was always expanding the comprehension of the students to grasp the limitless capacity of infinite mind. She desired that her students compass the grand lessons of the power of the divine mind and its possibilities in governing man, asleep or awake, old or young, and to establish for all time the perpetual government of man by the divine law, in order that man might be awakened to reject the belief that he, at any time, can be under the action of any hypnotic laws of mortal belief.